It's time for Catholic Sports Weekly with Will Hampton, the program that looks at area Catholic sports and the positive impact they have on athletes, coaches, supporters, and fans. And now, here's Will Hampton.
The snow has arrived in central Indiana, and so has Catholic Sports Weekly. Welcome. Glad to have you, I guess, listening to the show again this week. AAARoofingCompany.com, that's one of our underwriters, and also 21ology.com. 21ology, a place to go for website development and marketing consulting. Well, 31-13, that's the final. The Colts bounced by the Kansas City Chiefs. About everything that could go wrong did. If you think back and think of that game on Saturday, it just wasn't the Colts' day. Now, give a lot of credit to KC. That's a good football team. They have a great young quarterback. But the Colts were just bad. And we were talking about it as we were watching. They looked a step slow. I mean, they didn't seem to have the same forceful step and confidence that the Chiefs had. And you know, a lot of people talk about the dome effect. Teams that play indoor football, even though they thought, well, the Colts can run the football, they can get the ball down the field with Marlon Mack, sometimes teams who play indoors really have a hard time with that kind of situation. And that's truthfully, again, I'm not a professional scout or anything, but just looking at that game and thinking back at it, the Colts looked slow. They looked really slow, and they just didn't have what it took to beat Kansas City. But congratulations to the Chiefs. They move on. Now I guess everybody here is for Kansas City, right? That's what you want to see. The team that eliminates you, you want to see them move on. And then add to the fact that they get to play New England now. That's the other thing. And I'll give Tom Brady credit. Man, they're just good. New England's good. They do get a lot of help from the officials, I think, and there was a time, I don't know if you were watching the game between the Chargers and New England, but if right at the start of the game when Rivers came out, Philip Rivers came out, he did the sign of the cross as he took the field. And I love that. There's a guy that, you know, good Catholic man, and I root for Philip Rivers because of that. And there was a point in the game where I think they finally called a flag on New England. And you could hear Rivers yelling at the officials, saying something like, they do that all the time. That's what he was saying to the officials. But, again, give the Patriots credit. They're good. They're very good this time of year. When it goes into the postseason, it seems like they're just tough. They're a tough out. That's just what they are. So it's Kansas City, New England on the AFC side. And on the NFC side, the New Orleans Saints against the LA Rams will decide who gets that ticket to the Super Bowl. So that's the way it is, and that's the way it's going to be. The Colts are eliminated. Congratulations to the Chiefs. So now it's officially basketball season in Indiana. When the Colts get knocked out, then we all start thinking about hoop even more. The Pacers have a great homestand right now. If you're a Pacer fan, go to Pacers.com. Great way to look at some tickets and kind of look at where you want to sit. They have a lot of tickets still. You think they're sold out now. There's still good seats that you can go get if you want to pay the money. The Pacers are home this week, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday. And more basketball. Let's talk some college basketball and welcome our basketball analyst, Todd Licklider. Coach, good to have you aboard Catholic Sports Weekly again.
It's my pleasure, Will. Happy New Year to everyone.
And to you as well. Happy New Year, Todd Licklider. Coach, assistant coach now with the Evansville Aces, playing in the Missouri Valley. And right now your team's right around 500, but you're in the chase in the Valley. I think from what I've seen, it looks like this is a team, if you guys continue to improve, Evansville could make some noise in the Valley this year. Don't you agree?
Well, that's our hope. And, you know, obviously we're just trying to lay a foundation right now. But we're not, you know, just accepting that this is going to be a year where we get our system implemented and it's a year that we don't accomplish what we'd hoped to. I told somebody I've never gone into a game thinking that I wouldn't win or that we wouldn't win. And we're not going to start doing that now. And it looks like parity in the conference. It's a good conference. But our guys are picking up things. And Coach McCarty's really a great coach and a great guy. And so I think we've got a shot, you know, and they're all close. We dropped an overtime game to Indiana State the other day that is, you know, disappointing because it was at home and you want to get them, but like I say, it's probably good. They're probably going to go down to the wire. We'll have to find a way to win at the end.
How much do you harbor just when you lose a game like that. And I know, heck, I've only coached like little league sports. I think I coached a fourth grade girls team one time, and it bugged me for about 4 days. I wish I had put Adrian over on the left side instead of on the right side. It bugs me, you know. And that was fourth grade girls basketball that I was coaching. I imagine it's hard to be able to turn the page sometimes. And how difficult is that?
Well, it is hard. And, you know, what's sad is you don't enjoy the wins as much as the losses hurt. You know, you get a win and you're right on to the next one, and you get a loss and you kind of harbor it, like you're saying. But I guess that's part of striving to be really good. You know, I think that what you're trying to do in this is you're striving for excellence. And so you're constantly evaluating. I tell our guys all the time, either you're going to have to respond to success like we had at Loyola and stay consistent and in tune and all, or you're going to have to respond to a defeat and you're deflated. And, you know, either way, it's just that consistency. It's understanding, you know, who we are and what we need to do and the competitive aspects of the game. So I think I might be getting better at moving on, but it's still hard. But you know what? That's really part of the enjoyment. And the last, we've talked about this, I think, Will, the last 3 years I had a very good job scouting, but I missed that competitiveness and the teaching and the being connected with a team. And so that's part of it, I guess, is, you know, taking the loss every once in a while.
Yeah. Talking with Todd Lookletter, our basketball analyst here in Catholic Sports Weekly, now an assistant coach with Evansville. Of course, you know his story at Butler. He was Division I Coach of the Year, went on to coach at Iowa, coached at Marion. But right now you're back in an assistance role, and that's kind of a different thing for you now again. How are you adjusting to being an assistant?
Well, that's a great question, because I was just telling my wife the other day, it's more stressful than being a head coach. Because as the head coach, you make a decision, and it's your decision, and you live with it, and whether it's right or wrong. Now I'm stressed out if I make a suggestion and Walter goes with it, if I don't feel like it works the way I want it, and there's never a guarantee on it. You're just doing it, you're analyzing, and it, through your experience and your best, I guess, guess, you're making a decision on it. But it's, to me, it's really stressful, because I think the world of Coach McCarty, and I want to give him the right advice, and so I find it stressful, to be quite honest with you. But it's still enjoyable, and that's why I tell, hey, I don't have any answers. I just have a lot of experience, and I'll share with you what I've seen and what I think could happen.
Yeah.
And then he'll make the final call.
I know I was watching the game the other day, and we were talking about this off air, but I was watching the game and you know, kind of looking for you on the sidelines and looking at you. And Walter McCarty, he's a big man. He's big man A.
Yes,
but he tends to stand right in front of you. How on earth are you watching any of the game?
Well, I got tickled there when you said you were watching the game, because I wasn't part of the time. I'm behind him. But he, you know what, I just try to get enough of a look at it. And fortunately, he paces a little bit.
Yeah.
So he's not just in front of me. But, yeah, he's a big guy. And, you know, it's been a lot of fun for me. He's coached a long time. He's very well accomplished. He understands the game and people extremely good with people, and but it is his first head coaching job.
Yeah.
And so I was just flattered when he said, hey, come and help me. And it's fun to see if you can add a little something to it, or help him to avoid something that the early mistakes I made. I remember when I was selected the head coach at Butler, and I looked for an assistant, and I picked Jeff Meyer, who's there with Laval now. He'd been a head coach, had a lot of experience, and I wanted to lean on him, and he was great. It was a great move, and so I hope I can pay back in that way with Walter.
Yeah, well, I'm sure you are, and I'm sure it looks like it's a nice fit for you guys working along with Matthew Graves. And if I were a kid, you know, if I was 16, 17 years old looking for a university, Evansville, with what you guys have down there with your arena, you're building it, right? That's what it's about. It's trying to build something where you guys can be a consistent competitor as far as getting in the NCAA's big dance. And you saw at Butler firsthand what they can do for a university if you can get in the NCAA tournament, win a game, win a couple of them, get to a championship game like Butler did 2 years in a row. Things like that really change the face, the landscape of a university, doesn't it?
Well, especially when you do it with great kids and you've got the support of the community. And Butler is so special. We've talked about it so much because of the community the outer community, but also the community within the university. We had such a terrific administration, and everybody was just pulling together. Mm-hmm. I see a lot of those similarities here, Will. There's a lot of – we're connected, and people are as Walter said, on board. And so that's exciting. It's a lot of fun to build and do it the right way with the right people. And, sometimes you have to get – we probably got a little lucky at times, but we tried to stay with – be very sincere in what we were doing.
Yeah.
And it was a building process. At Butler, there was some patience. You know, we had a couple of years there where we were average, but they were patient, and they believed in us, and we believed in them. Gosh, I think there's probably coaches that go through their whole career that never – experience what I got to experience there and what I'm experiencing here now. And so I know I should be very thankful.
Talking with Todd Lickletter, a basketball analyst here at Catholic Sports Weekly, now an assistant coach at Evansville. And I know you touched on it at the beginning of this interview about the fact to get back into the college game, back on the court, back on game day. First and foremost, what you are is a teacher. Right? I mean, teaching.
I hope so.
Yeah, and that's probably what you love the most, and I would imagine that's what kids really connect with you and the opportunity to be taught by a guy like you. But you love that part of it, don't you, the teaching aspect of college basketball?
I believe in the way we do it and what we did, and I learned so much from, you know, Barry Collier and working with Thad Mata and through the years as a high school coach, all the great coaches that just spent time with me and helped develop a philosophy. And I feel like we just refined that and created it at Butler, and everybody was building on what was already established. And so it's, yes, I believe in that. I love to be in the gym, practice. We've already practiced this morning, and just try to help guys, you know, become – learn to focus, learn to prioritize in the game. It's amazing now. There's things that attribute to winning that you just don't hear about because the things that are celebrated, you know, are the spectacular.
Yeah.
I was telling our team today, you know, I think if we could just do more of what people consider the little things, that would be more advantageous than any of the spectacular stuff. So
yeah.
Getting people just to stay focused, be consistent, compliment one another. I love the team aspects of it. I played basketball, but I'd have never been able to play if I hadn't had, you know, four other guys out there with me that were much better than me.
Mm-hmm.
So I appreciate that part of it.
Yeah, I know you do. And one thing I've often wondered, and we're getting into, you know, halfway through January now, and you know, before you know it, it'll be March Madness. Can a team get better this time of year? How do you get better when you've been together now for a few months and they're kind of hearing the same things over and over again? And how does a team improve in January and February?
Well, a lot of it's just consistency in their approach, paying attention to detail and being committed to the things that you've outlined as a team that you think will make your team stronger. And becoming and continuing to do the things that have worked well, you know, you don't get away from that. And that's why I say, as far as winning and losing, you can't put all your focus on those two things. Your focus is striving for excellence, being the best team that you can be. So I think the other thing I really owe Barry Collier for, he was adamant that you kept him fresh, and he kept guys, we didn't over-practice. We practiced the right amount of time on the right thing. And that's really key as the season begins to stretch on, and it keeps people healthy, it keeps them attentive. So the amount of practice and what you do in those practices is really key.
And to try to continue their schoolwork and stay in the classroom.
Right.
And we've talked a lot about the way you develop kids, and not just for how good they are on the court, but what kind of person they are in the community, and all that's part of it now, isn't it?
Without question, and it's very satisfying. And we've always said we think you can do two things real well, be a very good player and be a very good student. Now, what that requires is that you prioritize time manage, and that the coaches also are committed to that. You know, you get 4 hours a day, NCAA allows you four, but we didn't use the 4 hours because we thought it was healthier for the players not to. And so it was really important as a staff that we did the right things, because we didn't want to spend all day in there. We wanted our players to be fresh, but we also wanted to get to class, get to the library, do the things, and be active on campus with the other students. Get the chance to have campus life. I always talk about Joel Cornett, who was named Mr. Butler.
Yeah.
By all of the, if I'm not mistaken, by the entire student body. That's what they thought of him. He was not just somebody that they saw on the court, although that was a big part of it. They saw him in all the activities around campus, and he was such a great influence.
Yeah, just such a good leader. Hey, I know you're focused on Evansville. I don't know how much you follow the rest of college basketball, but kind of the same old guys: Duke, Michigan, Tennessee, Virginia, Gonzaga. They're all up there at the top. And
Michigan's having an incredible year.
Are they surprising you at all, or the way Tennessee's playing?
I tell you what, I'm so focused on right now. I got to be focused on Illinois State.
Yeah,
that's my next step. So trying to take care of us and prepare for our opponents. I probably spend less time than most guys just following the game.
Yeah.
Now, I still follow, you know, the Bulldogs and teams that, you know, my guys are there. I follow the Celtics a little bit still. But, you know, more guys that I'm connected to than anything else. I very seldom just sit down and watch a game as a spectator.
Yeah,
I'm usually working on something.
I know here in Indiana, the big game this Saturday is IU plays Purdue. That's just good for the state, isn't it, when those two when those two schools get together?
You know, I think the crossroads is a good thing. Where Notre Dame and Butler are also in there, and they rotated.
I agree.
But yeah, it's, you know, those are two storied programs, obviously. And coached by good guys, and they just do a really good job. So, is it at Purdue or at IU?
I believe this one is at Purdue, but I'm not real sure. You know,
I
followed it about as much as you do sometimes.
Yeah, do you?
I love Mackey. Mackey's a great home court, isn't it?
I agree. Yeah.
Well, Coach, thank you so very much. Next up for you guys, Illinois State, and that game is.
Well, no, we got Missouri State tomorrow, but Illinois State happens to be my scout, so I'm ahead one.
Okay, you
go
ahead.
But we got it. They're going to keep coming. So. Hey, Will, it's great to talk to you.
Always great talking to you, Coach. Thank you so very much.
Okay.
And go get him.
Okay.
Go get him, Aces.
Well, I appreciate it. We're going to give it our best shot. Thanks.
All right. That's Todd Licklider, assistant coach at Evansville and our basketball analyst. We're going to take a break. We'll take a little bit more Catholic Sports Weekly after this timeout.
Catholic Sports Weekly is underwritten by AAA Roofing Company, where they offer full-service professional roofing, including repairs and maintenance. They're a fourth-generation, family-owned business, equipped, trained, and uniquely qualified to serve your roofing needs. Using a professional roofer protects your roof and your building investment. Information about AAA Roofing is available at 317-635-2928 or at www.aaaroofingcompany.com.
And welcome back to Catholic Sports Weekly, this show underwritten by the AAA Roofing Company. They're looking for people. They need roofers. AAAroofingCompany.com. And also the Elam Group, elamusa.com. Let's say hi to my good friend Sam Foley, golf pro, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. That's the best way to describe you, isn't it, Sam?
You just summed me up in three words there, yeah.
Well, good to have you on board, because this week a lot of golfers are excited, even though there's snow on the ground and we're not going to be playing for a little while around here. The Indy Golf Expo is coming to town. It's at the Indiana State Fairgrounds from January 18th to the 20th. I know I've been at this event a couple of times. It's a great place for a golfer just to go and just kind of soak it all up, isn't it?
You know, it really is. I've been a part of that golf show now for 25 years, and I'm not this year, but it's always sort of a rite of winter for golfers in the community to start turning on the golf channel, watching some golf tournaments, and then start thinking golf again. So you can go down and get good deals on lots of clubs and tips and see what the latest and greatest is.
I think that's kind of, to me, I like just, well, if you were, you know, advising someone who's a golfer that wants to go there, they can find good deals, but what should they kind of be, when your experience of being there, what should they kind of be looking for? What's there typically that is a good deal, so to speak? I know every year it's a little different, but what would you be looking for if you were going in there? As far as maybe equipment or lessons or?
Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit of this, a little bit of that, some things I've never seen before. Last year I had a glove made from Australian kangaroo I got that lasted me all summer. I mean, that was a great find.
Uh-huh.
But you have mobile golf shops. They don't have a brick-and-mortar facility. They just travel around from show to show. And so they're overly stocked everywhere they go. And you've got the Indiana PGA. They'll be represented with the tips. I mean, Saturday is junior golf day.
Mm-hmm.
So they have nets, and they're offering free tips. And then you've got exhibitors or speakers every hour on the hour. That's always good to hear what local Indiana pros have to say.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just all kinds of, I mean, it's really a festival of golf.
Yeah, it is.
It's great to see.
That's a good way to put it. We're talking with Sam Foley, local golf professional. Now, if you know, a guy like me or guys that don't play a lot, maybe 5-10 times a year, what could we do with our game right now to get ready for the season?
Oh, you know, so much. You know, there's a movement where guys are getting, like, simulators put in their house now. You can do that for a couple $1,000s, and you can get devices that let you know how far your ball travels, and you can swing indoors. And, you know, more than anything, it's just getting those golf muscles.
Yeah.
Keeping those golf muscles supple.
So some fitness. Fitness is a big part of it right now.
Yeah. I mean, we can always work on that. I mean, most of us are getting back in the swing of things with a gym membership or whatever, and just tell whoever you might be working with, hey, you know, you're a golfer, and you'd like to have some golf-specific things to work on.
Yeah. Well, you're doing something now at the RAM in Noblesville. You're doing some lessons, and it's an indoor facility. You've got some cages. How can people get a hold of you if they're interested in maybe getting some lessons or doing a little work this off season?
Yeah, the RAM Sports Academy is sort of, it seems like a well-kept secret, sort of hidden off of 32 there at Baton Court. And the folks there have been nice enough to let me use a part of that space to erect a net, and I've got a simulator in there. Your projections on the screen, and tells you how far your ball goes. And it, you know, I've got some other technology that's sort of neat, along with video. And it's the latest installation of the Sam Foley Golf Academy, and pretty excited about it. It's, my Facebook page, Sam Foley Golf Academy, or 317-506-6703 is the golf swing hotline. Will, I know you'd like to use that once in a while yourself.
Yeah. Well, I know I tell people all the time, you were the guy that taught me how to hit a draw. So I was cutting
I
the ball.
Well.
I was cutting the ball miserably, and Sam Foley said, I can let you hit it. You know, I can get you hitting it a little farther with a draw. And maybe one day lesson, I think I was out there for about an hour, and you got it done.
Yeah. You're not the first.
Well, good luck this weekend. I'm sure you'll be out there looking around the Indy Golf Expo. And again, what's the phone number if somebody's looking for some lessons this off season for you?
317-506-6703. And Will, I want you to use that number.
I will. I'll give you a call and I'll be over at the RAM and see if I can, because I've kind of lost the draw. I got to get it going again.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Sam.
Thanks, Will.
That's Sam Foley, local golf professional. You'll probably see him at the Indy Golf Expo this weekend. And give him a call. Maybe get your game tuned in before the snow is gone. We'll be back with more after this.
You know us as Catholic Radio Indy, but we're so much more than just radio. We're a website, CatholicRadioIndy.org, with access to great Catholic resources, including podcasts of all our local programming, podcasts that have been downloaded from all 50 states and over 40 countries on 6 continents. Yes, we are Catholic Radio Indy, but thanks to your support, we're taking the gospel of Christ to the ends of the earth. Catholic Radio Indy and CatholicRadioIndy.org.
Catholic Sports Weekly is underwritten by AAA Roofing Company, where they offer full-service professional roofing, including repairs and maintenance. They're a fourth-generation, family-owned business, equipped, trained, and uniquely qualified to serve your roofing needs. Using a professional roofer protects your roof and your building investment. Information about AAA Roofing is available at 317-635-2928 or at www.aaaroofingcompany.com.
If it wasn't for you all, I don't know what I would do.
Catholic Radio Indy.
What an absolute blessing you are.
And welcome back to Catholic Sports Weekly, back to wrap up this week's edition of the show. This show underwritten in part by AAA Roofing Company and also 21ology.com. Pacers, they're home this week. If you're listening to the show on Tuesday, they're home Tuesday, then again on Thursday, and then a back-to-back over the weekend. We saw them struggle a little bit last week or so, that back-to-back where the second half was against Boston, and the Celtics really ripped them. So let's hope they have a better chance at home when they play Saturday and Sunday downtown Indianapolis. Again, special thanks to our two guests from this week, Todd Licklider, who's now an assistant basketball coach down in Evansville, and also Sam Foley, who is a local golf professional. The Indy Golf Expo is happening this weekend, January 18th to the 20th at Indiana State Fairgrounds. It is a great place just to go shop a little. Maybe you can find, he said he found a kangaroo golf glove that lasted the entire season. And I don't even play very much golf, and I typically go through 5 or 6 gloves for the season. So it'll be maybe a good place where you can go find a great deal. The Indy Golf Expo this weekend at the Indiana State Fairgrounds. Again, thanks to Todd, thanks to Sam, and thank you for listening to Catholic Sports Weekly. We'll be back again next week. Thank you. God bless.
You've been listening to Catholic Sports Weekly with Will Hampton, the program that looks at area Catholic sports and the positive impact they have on athletes, coaches, supporters, and fans. Join us each Tuesday and Friday afternoon here on Catholic Radio for Catholic Sports Weekly.